Hello Luke, my name is Silvia, I'm from Spain, and I want to tell you my anecdote even when it's not as good as yours. This is a story that makes you appreciate life because you have been very close to death. It happened to me when I was more or less 14 years old. I had gone to France on holidays with a group of friends. We were heading back to Spain when we decided to stop for a while to enjoy the beach and swim a bit. It was in the Las Landas area, but I don't remember the name of the village. I didn't know how to swim very well, but as my group of friends went offshore, I followed them fearlessly. And we were just having fun when suddenly the weather condition got worse. We then realized that we had to go back to dry land. I got worried when I noticed that I could not move forward. Every effort was useless, and I ended up not seeing my friends anymore as they were far away from me. I couldn't only see water around me. Even people on the beach looked like ants to me from where I was. The waves became violent and they pushed me up and down, in and out all the time. I fought against them with all my strength, but I soon got exhausted and I understood that I was about to die. Coming to that conclusion really brought me peace to my soul, and I decided to let myself go. It was then when I started to see images of my childhood and family, and I knew my life was over. I must have lost consciousness because I cannot remember being rescued by anyone, but a brave lifeguard saved my life. I recover consciousness only some time later, already on the sun, and I opened my eyes and saw a crowd surrounding me and all my friends crying desperately. I was performing the CPR techniques and I could not feel my body from neck to feet. But I didn't mind as I was alive. I was taken to the hospital by helicopter and I stayed there for 2 or 3 weeks because I had swallowed so much salty water, my lungs were flooded. The Baywatch lifeguard that rescued me came to visit me at the hospital while I was unconscious, and I never had the opportunity to thank him for saving my life. My family only learned about the accident later when I was out of danger. And my twin sister, I have a twin sister, used to say that when the phone rang to announce the news, she already knew that something bad had happened to me. Since then, many things have changed in my life. I started to take swimming lessons. I became a lifeguard myself and even a swimming teacher later on. This event made me stronger and pushed me to overcome my fears. And now I feel confident, and my dream would be to help others in the same situation one day. Thank you.